Let's talk a little bit about innovation. What were some of the most intriguing innovations that you saw in the employee benefits space this year?
We hear the word innovation a lot, and I think rather than specific programs, a couple of the areas that we really thought were innovative was one we've mentioned already, which was diversity. We asked this question, and a third of large employers have or are in the process of finalizing a formal diversity and inclusion philosophy or mission statement. So we found that as a very interesting and innovative approach. And more to the point of health benefits, two-thirds of those organizations that said they had this diversity inclusion program have actually tied their benefits strategy to that program. So diversity, again, a segmented workforce. We see that employers are trying to think a little bit more innovatively around how to deliver programs that really speak to the varied needs of that workforce. And one other place that we looked at was, again, how employers are taking an expanded look at the return on their investment in the various benefits programs. And what we found is that although most of the very largest employers, we asked them where they've tried to measure the value of their programs, by far, most of them have said they find these programs very effective. But interestingly, it's not just on the medical plan spend, but rather how it helps them run their business from a productivity, from an absence, from an attraction retention perspective. One of the innovative things that we see really is employers taking that expanded view of how benefits help them run their business.
And that's interesting for the smaller employers because they have always been challenged by the idea of a return on investment. So because they didn't have the volume to really see an impact on the healthcare plan, so the cost. So now they're looking at things like productivity and thinking, well, maybe this is an argument that I can make because this is something that my senior management will react to because I know that I can't show an impact on the cost. I don't have the volume and I don't have the time to do that. So that's something that's very interesting to them. The voluntary benefits piece, they're very interested in also because, again, they've been cutting back on the benefits plans, they've been cutting back on the medical plans, and they have been looking around for things to offer their employees to make up for that. So to get back to your talk about the explosion of consumer-directed health plans, when you have a high deductible plan, it's a kind of a no-brainer to offer people the kind of benefits that we didn't pay a lot of attention to a few years ago, like the critical illness and the hospital and the indemnity, right, which helps an employer hedge themselves against those large deductibles. And I know it's true in both the large employer and the small employer, but they feel for the employee when they're giving them a $2,000 deductible and they say, I don't know how my people are going to be able to handle this.
And you're right. And half of the employers that are offering voluntary benefits told us that one of the reasons that they're offering them is to reduce financial stress among employees, and that in many ways is often tied to the consumer-directed health plan.
That's a nice little segue into financial stress and resilience, which is
absolutely
something we were talking about earlier, because that is one of the things that the population health management topic has expanded greatly, as Barry said, and now employers are not so much focused on getting people to eat better and lose weight and exercise more, because those are kind of old news, and if you're not doing that, then shame on you. But the stress and the resilience and the idea that you can actually help people to manage that and make them more productive, again, gets back to this measuring the success of your program and showing it in a way that isn't just tied to the premium that you pay to an insurer, which has always been very difficult for a small employer to do.